in my primary school, I like to listen to English songs, so Titanic. So I learned My Heart Will Go On, my first English song. And after that, I think most memorable. Maybe in the Austria, I'm exchange student in Austria, and many people there speaking like Spanish or German or other language, but we need to communicate in English. So it's really cute because all of them is not very good in English. So we need to like with body language also, but yeah, with the, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's in Austria.
I noticed that you started secondary school in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You did primary school in the mainland.
Yeah.
So when you did when you moved to Hong Kong for secondary school, what was the transition like?
First, I need to learn Cantonese first. And as you know, the students in Mandarin, they don't have very good English communicate skills. They are really good on reading, but not in speaking and listening. But I think in Hong Kong, English is more like a comprehensive language. They are training you to like oral, speaking, listening, and writing in these four areas. But in mainland, they don't have. They only have writing. So, and also in one test page, but in Hong Kong, it's like it's separated into four. And I think it's the biggest challenge for me. Yeah.
And how about reading? Do you have that listed as a focus?
So, yes, but never in English, only in Chinese, I think. Yeah.
I just want to show you a poster then that we have.
Yes.
Yes,
Harry Potter and Twilight, and yeah, one of my favorite professor, he just projected a new book. It's from this, it's a four book, yeah, and Oxford a dictionary. We need to buy a dictionary in our secondary school, and which is for $100 one book is this one. So I remember that. And Kindle, yeah.
And you use a Kindle?
No, I used, but I didn't have one. Yeah.
And looking at Twilight and Harry Potter, did you read that in English or Chinese?
I looked one book in English with Harry Potter, but it's in my primary school. And there are many like magic words, so I don't have interest on it. But when I like grow older and older, I watched Twilight with English subtitle and English.